It's time. Ode to the bug. Stay inside, they said. But which inside did they mean? I was not too sure. Was it the inside of my house on my street? Or was it the inside of this house that houses the soul? Keep the distance, they said. But which distance did they mean? I was not too sure. Was it the distance from my friendly neighbor? Or was it the distance from my inner fear and distress? Don't panic, they said. But what happened? Everyone panicked. So what did they do? They stocked up. But which stocking up did they do? Was it the stocking of the food in the house? Or was it the stocking up of the powers in the soul? They said many things. But what they said was not what they meant. They forgot that it was nature directing the main script. It was she who was talking. Nature was telling another story. And only those who could hear could listen to her nebulous tones. If we wanted to hear, we all had to wake up. We needed the silence of the mind, not just the silence of the city. Silence would help us to unravel the next segment of this drama. But some did not want to wake up. They preferred the dream more than life itself. For those who did wake up, they could see clearly in the dark, between the night and the light. They were not afraid, and they were steady in their might. They were ready, prepared, equipped, and excited for the curtains to open and to reveal the next sight. For they would be the leaders that others would shadow, and into the new world they would lead forth with their spirit and virtues and courage and light. A new world they created that was filled with love, peace, and joy. Harmony ruled, and compassion blossomed, and humankind was once again renewed. Om Shanti.